Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Video game storytelling has had a lot of catching up to do in comparison to movies and TV. Still, that didn't stop developers from trying, and in some cases succeeding, to deliver serious stories that tugged at the heartstrings. But not everyone got the best results. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 emotional video game deaths we couldn't help laughing at. Number 8, Cole Phelps' L.A. Noire. Cole Phelps is such a tit. I mean, I love him, but the man is absolutely unhinged, and always about 2 seconds away from accusing some poor fool of being a sex offender or something. Still, despite his, eccentricities, L.A. Noire used its runtime to get you behind the troubled LAPD detective. Sure, he had his issues, but his heart was ultimately in the right place, and you wanted to see him sniff out the corruption that was rife throughout the city's biggest institutions, especially when that idealism gets him publicly disgraced and demoted to a desk where he can't cause any trouble. In the final missions, Cole attempts to redeem himself for past sins and pave the way for a better future, ultimately finding himself in a sewer shootout with a bunch of other do-gooders. With the war arising, though, and coming in fast, the gang have to escape, and wanting to finally be the courageous one, Cole makes sure everyone gets out in one piece. Ultimately, though, he then realizes he's not going to be so lucky, and after a curt goodbye, is swept away by the current, never to be seen again. On paper, this ending should work, but in the moment, it's completely jarring. It's an odd, dissatisfying way for the hero to go out, and the awkward suddenness of the drowning leaves viewers tittering out of disbelief. Number 7, Sonic 06. Now, we can argue until we're blue in the spikes about just how emotional the death and then the resurrection of a 6-foot-tall anthropomorphic hedgehog with a penchant for corn dogs and gold rings is, given the wider context of Sonic making his passing utterly ludicrous, but it was at least still the intention here. Towards the end of the still-derided 06 installment of Sonic the Hedgehog, players were hit with a genuinely surprising twist. Their beloved hero was brown bread. Killed by the title's villain, everyone gathers around to mourn Sonic and his massive shoes. And this, on the face of it, isn't too bad. It's melodramatic, sure, but it's not too shocking. Then, though, the very human, remember that for later, Princess, claims to have felt Sonic's presence floating like a turd in the wind, and the surviving gang sets out to find the Chaos Emeralds. They do, and bring them back so a ritual can be performed, and in the weirdest resurrection scene, the, again, very human Princess begs for Sonic to come back, kisses his dead body, and then a light shines from their mouths and Sonic jolts back to life, now transformed into a Super Saiyan. It's something, alright. Number 6, Jason Heavy Rain. It takes a special breed of creative insanity to direct a child's death scene in a way that's funnier than it is tragic. In the prologue of David Cage's much-anticipated PS3 thriller Heavy Rain, a game which promised to rewrite how we considered interactive narratives, architect Ethan's perfect middle-class life crashes down following a fateful day at the mall. With his mind wandering, probably in the direction of some kind of avant-garde fusion tea concoction or something, the world's worst dad loses track of his 10-year-old son, Jason. Despite stalking the trail of a telltale red balloon and shouting, "Jason!" repeatedly over and over again, in a range of entertainingly melodic ways that I simply can't do justice here, Ethan just can't locate his lost boy. It's already an unintentionally funny scene by this point, as players are encouraged to tap the Jason button and wander around the mall in a panic. Somehow, it only gets worse in the next cutscene, though, when Ethan spots his son across the road. In the most over-edited scene maybe in the entire history of gaming, Jason is splattered by a car despite his dad's best Matrix-esque attempts, while everyone continues to repeat his name over and over again. Number 5, Anna, Final Fantasy IV. Emotions are understandably bound to run high in the event of the senseless death of a beloved daughter during a wartime air raid, and you can't really blame a grieving father for his unfiltered utterances in the heat of tragedy. And that's exactly the awful plight Final Fantasy IV's Teller goes through when his darling Anna is caught by the Red Wing's bombs, whilst off in neighbouring town Damsian on a lover's tryst with dashing songster Edward. Throwing all reason into the fires of fury, the great sage of Mysidia takes aim at his daughter's lover, blaming him for her demise. Staring the lutist down in battle, Teller unloads with a torrent of anguish, saying, "You spoony bard!" And with that immortal line, any and all pathos in the scene evaporates like the mist dragon. It's perhaps the most memorable and most quoted phrase in Final Fantasy history, and yeah, not necessarily for the right reasons. Number 4, Emma, Metal Gear Solid 2. Panta-wetting nuclear scientist Otacon's acting when his stepsister Emma Emmerich pops her clogs in Metal Gear Solid 2 is like an old English dubbing of one of his favourite Japanese animes, which is to say, absolutely terrible. Should Raiden fail to protect the prodigious programmer at any point during her Twilight Escort mission, Otacon will break down and ridiculously scream out EE as though he is feverently recommending a mobile phone network in the UK. But that's just a funny bonus fail state, as the story gods here dictate that EE will expire regardless of your efforts after she's stabbed in the side by an evil vampire. Yes, really, just go with it. Until then, Raiden simply refuses to let Emma die, not before she's tap-tapped a special worm cluster to stop some super-governmental AI anyway. After this, though, it's job done, and her subsequent death rattle in the arms of her teary brother is very nearly poignant. That is, until, with the corpse still warm, might I add, Otacon reveals that he boffed Emma's mam, leading her father to take his own life. He's then comforted by a parrot, which causes him to do his best impression of a squeaky floorboard, because good old Metal Gear, I guess, never change. Number 3, The Hostage, Spider-Man 3. Aye, alright, this death scene wasn't necessarily intended to be on the emotional level of the others on this list, but it was still supposed to be taken seriously. And with this in mind, you know you've messed up when a death scene is so unintentionally hilarious that players go out of their way to fail a QTE attached to it just so they can have a chuckle to themselves. I am, of course, talking about Spider-Man 3 and the infamous bomb disarming sequence that occurs early in the game. Here, our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is tasked with saving a hostage tied to an explosive device. A QTE sees him zip through the burning building to the victim, giving the players a few button inputs to hit along the way. Miss the final one of these though, and the old webhead hits the floor like a sack of potatoes. We get a quick shot of the hostage, who exclaims, "I'm going to die!" before the whole building explodes. It's probably the best thing in the whole game. Number 2, Trish, Devil May Cry. Alright, this one is a bit of a cheat as well, but we couldn't leave this one off, could we? Devil May Cry is a bonkers melodramatic series, and that all came from the precedent set in the very first game. About a demon hunter called Dante attempting to stop the return of the evil Mundus, he partners up with leather-clad love interest Trish to take on the forces of evil. Just before the epic final battle, Dante is left in a grand hall, light beaming in and standing over Trish's seemingly lifeless body. Having grown a little bit fond of her in spite of her constantly flip-flopping allegiances, the demon hunter cradles what's left of her. Here, the most saccharine music begins to play, while Dante softly whispers that he should have been the one to save Trish. Then, though, Dante completely breaks down, yelling, "I should have been the one to fill your dark soul with light," in the most ridiculous line delivery ever that echoes around the hall for added effect. It's the kind of line read that truly has to be heard to be believed. Something so hilariously bad that it single-handedly ruins the emotional impact of the whole scene. Again, though, I wouldn't have it any other way. Number 1, Gilbert Renton, Deus Ex. War Inspector's Deus Ex was an absolute game changer in the way it delivered an interactive narrative, and with scenes such as this one, it's patently obvious why. See, should Gilbert Renton, the proprietor of rundown Hell's Kitchen in the Tun Hotel, perish in the presence of daughter Sandra, you get some of the most memorable line deliveries in all of gaming. The only issue is, they're not really memorable for the right reasons. After his daughter lets out a not-so-convincing, "Oh my god, daddy," player character JC replies with a hilariously deadpan, "What a shame. He was a good man. What a rotten way to die." Even if it was JC himself who blew his head clean off. Poor Sandra has just lost her dad, man. You've got to be cooler than this.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.